My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Wednesday, March 10th. I'm Sweeney Murdy. Zach Britton is heading for surgery. This much we know. He'll have a bone chip removed. Exactly how long he'll be out, we'll have to wait and see. But the general timetable appears to be 3 to 4 months before he's pitching for the Yankees again. So that's a mid-season return, June, July, you're figuring, before Britton, a key piece of the Yankees bullpen, is available for them again. How did he get here? What forced him to get to this point of the bone chip and the needing surgery? Well, here's Britton describing how he felt, what he felt, when he felt it, and the process.
You know, it was a few hours after I had thrown that bullpen. Not during it, but afterwards. Just, you know, was feeling stiff. To answer your question, no, I didn't think it was going to be anything serious. It's really not that serious in the scheme of things, but it needs to be taken care of. And we did some imaging. Ligaments and tendons look great in the elbow, but it definitely showed that the CT scan showed that I had a bone chip in the elbow that, you know, could I rehab through it and possibly come back and, you know, it wouldn't impact me. There was a chance, but we liked the chances better of me coming back this season and pitching at a high level if I just got it removed now. You know, if this was during the season, I'm not sure surgery would be the decision. But due to the fact that it's spring training, through all the advice from, you know, multiple doctors, it seems like this is the smartest thing to do if I want to pitch at a high level this year for the team. A long time ago, Scott Boras told me the best attribute of a player is durability, right? So being able to be out on the field, doesn't matter how much talent you have, but if you can't make it on the field, then, you know, you're not helping your team. So it's disappointing that I'm not going to be there to start the year, but like I said, this is the best way for me to get with the guys this season and pitch at a high level and, you know, make a big impact. You know, I'm still planning on making a good amount of appearances for the club and making a big impact. Yeah, I know it's going to be a few weeks to let the incision heal, let everything calm down, you know, the range of motion, things like that. And then it's just, you know, start building myself back up to get off the mound. You know, get some innings in and then rejoin the team. So however long that takes is how long I'm going to be out. But like I said, I know that I'm going to be back with the team at some point this year and pitch significant innings. So that's all that matters. I just got to be smart with making sure that I'm fully prepared for whenever that day is.
Now, there's really no way of knowing how much it compromised Britton, but the fact that he had COVID in January and spent time recovering from that because it beat him up pretty good, that I don't know if that contributed to anything that he experienced. I mean, he could have easily just gotten a bone chip in his elbow performing healthy at this point. But it is part of his story here that he dealt with a bad case of COVID and had to get himself built back up physically before resuming his off-season throwing program. And here's Britton detailing some of that.
So sometime in January, I got it and, you know, wiped me out pretty good for about 10 days, lost about 18 pounds, which is, you know, could be good, I guess, right? But I wasn't looking to lose 18 pounds and, you know, it happened quickly. So that's not good on your body and puts pressure, you know, in a lot of places. So we were smart about, you know, coming into spring and what I was going to do. And I thought we were on a really good program. I was feeling great. But it cost me about 3 or 4 weeks, honestly, of throwing in the off season. So just a gradual buildup is what we were doing, and things were going well up until, you know, after that last bullpen. Yeah, I was surprised, you know. You know, I think I got it at the hospital when we were having our kids, so it was even worse. So, yeah, I was not expecting to get hit that hard by COVID. And, you know, it wiped me out pretty good. The weight loss was surprising, and just the after effects that I've been dealing with, it showed me how serious this can be, even for somebody that's, you know, healthy, and how that can impact you, you know, months, even after you've kind of gotten over the, you know, the roughest symptoms. But like I said, we were doing a good job here. We, you know, I have great access to doctors, so, you know, I'm very fortunate. Yeah, recently it's been fine. Obviously, there was a period of time, you know, right after I got it, that it was difficult to work out. I was losing some stamina, was out of breath quite a bit. You know, was able to see a couple of doctors who said everything was all right through, you know, all the testing that the Yankees set up. So I felt confident, you know, that I was going to be fine. It's just, I needed to regain some weight and some strength and all the other things that I had kind of lost through that 3 or 4 week period. But recently I'd started to feel a lot more like myself. And, it just took a while. So like I said, COVID hit me pretty good. You know, it just goes to show that, you know, everyone's, you know, going to react a little bit differently, just like anything. But, you know, for me, my body wasn't a big fan of getting it, and it's been taking me a while, and the weight still hasn't come all the way back. So, you know, we're a few months out and I'm still, you know, finding my way back from it.
So it hasn't been a great start to 2021 for Zach Britton, first dealing with all of that and now missing what most of the first half of the season, if not all the first half of the season, for the New York Yankees. Silver linings, well, the Yankees do have some depth that they have been bragging about in their pitching system here. Nick Nelson, we mentioned yesterday, and Zach Britton brought him up too as a guy that he's seen that has some potential here. Nelson is likely, with a four-pitch mix, going to be stretched out here because he is a guy who could be a starting option for them too. But as the Yankees get closer to breaking camp, and if they have all healthy bodies, you could easily see him sliding into a relief role, a multi-inning role, or even a shorter role. Aaron Boone said he's not going to have any set roles here. It'll be matchup related, but you can bet that Chad Green, Darren O'Day, Justin Wilson will all have significant time here as seventh, eighth inning rolls, as they hand the ball to Aroldis Chapman, who is obviously the Yankees' closer and returning in that role. So the Yankees still have some good arms in that bullpen. They hope they don't take any more hits there, and we'll wait for Britton to see if he can be a mid-season type of return for the Yankees, along with Luis Severino, who is very, very close to starting his work off a mound and continuing that process back from Tommy John surgery. I've started to really not like the idea of calling these guys, you know, as good as making a trade, because frankly, you'd rather have them the whole season. They're injured and you don't have them. So getting them back isn't exactly the same as making a trade, but I get the analogy. I'm not as in love with using it as maybe we have so much in the past. But I think one of the things, and you know, Boone and Britton both kind of agreed with this, there isn't an ideal situation for this, but remember, it's going to be tough to get guys back to a full season's workload this year, going from the 60 games to 162. We've talked about it endlessly, right? Well, having a period of inactivity at some point along the way isn't necessarily a bad thing. You don't want it to be from injury, but having fewer innings on your arm by the time you get to midsummer, it's in some ways a very, very slight positive, a slight silver lining to this right now. So we'll see how that affects. If Britton comes back full strength in June and July, then obviously he'll have a fresher arm. He said he was preparing to throw 70 appearances, even though he knows that he probably wouldn't make that, and there'd be some way of measuring that out during the course of the year. As the Yankees look to figure that out, maybe you lean on some of the younger guys now and ease them back later in the year as you get the returns of Britton and Severino. And listen, ideally that all plays out. You have to have fewer injuries for that to work and not any more compiling injuries here to make it even worse. But that's about the way it looks right now, and we'll see how the Yankees go. Still 3 weeks to opening day. The Yankees have only one major injury suffered here with Zach Britton, and we'll see how they do over the course of the next few weeks. Thanks for listening here. If you're new, make sure to subscribe to the WFAN Baseball Insiders. You'll find us on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, and your other podcast platforms. Subscribe and review. Get my Yankee reports, Ed Coleman's Mets reports delivered to you daily. Thanks again for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.